But I think once you hit your 30s, you should really be putting some serious effort and thought into these five things. Podcast, The Life of a Bon Vivant, Manifesting Your Paris Dreams and More. I'm your host, Bita Hashimpour. This podcast is designed to inspire, elevate, and help you step into the abundant life you deserve, whether that's in Paris or anywhere else in the world. Welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Bon Vivant podcast. This week, I wanted to talk about five things that I think you should be doing if you are 30 years older or plus, right? So 30 plus. And these are five things that, of course, would be great if you started in your 20s too. But I think once you hit your 30s, you should really be putting some serious effort and thought into these five things. And if you're 40 or 50 plus or 60 plus, then of course it's never too late. You'll want to still put some time and attention on these. But again, I think this is highly relevant if you're in your 30s or I would say even early 40s and you haven't really put the, time and effort into these things. Then you should do that ASAP. So I'm going to start off with number one. The first thing I think that you should really get serious about if you haven't yet is skincare. Now, when I was in my 20s, I had like my own little skincare routine, which was, you know, wash my makeup off my face each night, use some Neutrogena, which I am still a fan of. I had like this Neutrogena face wash that I'd been using since I was probably 14, 15 years old. And I still have the same one that I use today because it works really well with my skin. But that was pretty much it. I would say that and just like a face cream, whatever I would pick up here or there from either like Target or sometimes if I splurged, I'd go to the Clinique counter and get some moisturizer from there. But that was the extent of my skincare routine. And I was very good about wearing sunscreen when I was going outdoors or going to the beach because I have fair skin. I was really good about that. But I didn't really wear sunscreen on my face as a daily part of my routine in my 20s. It wasn't until I got closer to my 30s, probably when I was literally like 29, that I started wearing sunscreen on my face every day, regardless of whether I was going to be just like spending extended time outdoors or not. Even when I lived in Paris, where it's often pretty cloudy, I wore sunscreen on my face because, I mean, you have to. Even when there are clouds, there are still UV rays. So you have to be smart about it. But I think it's so important to really prioritize the skincare because, of course, prevention is key. You want to protect from sun damage. You want to keep your skin hydrated. Try to prevent as many fine lines and wrinkles as you can. And while sometimes some beauty products are hyped up just because of the price, for example, I think a product like La Mer, which is if you are into beauty stuff, have heard of and is very expensive. While I think products like that are not the only options that we have when it comes to having access to good skincare, I do think that there is a difference between like drugstore products and department store products in the US. Now, in France, it's a totally different story because they bring a lot of the really good stuff that we only have access to in department stores in their regular drug stores. So that's why I'm always telling friends and family who visit France to definitely pick up all the goods from the pharmacies there and stock up. But I'll just throw out a brand that I personally really love and use is Caudalie. I find it's really gentle on sensitive skin like mine. They have a variety of products. They have ones that are for super dry skin. They have ones that are for very mature skin. So you usually can find something that works for you, but I really do think it's important because we want to try to prevent any unnecessary aging. I don't want to say any aging at all because the fact is that it's inevitable, and that's part of, aging gracefully is accepting that you are going to have some wrinkles and differences in your skin and texture and whatnot, but really just trying to maximize the potential of your skin's health and youthfulness for however long you can. So investing in proper skincare is a must. And I think right alongside that, just to kind of like, if I was going to go bullet point one and go down to 1A, is making sure that you're practicing your skincare routinely. So one of the things that always is really surprising is when I talk to women, when I've coached them, and they say they have like their favorite skincare products, but they tell me that they're really bad about doing it on a routine basis because, of course, they're busy, they have kids, they're married, and stuff just happens and gets in the way. Or at the end of the night, they're tired and they just want to go to bed. But I think the consistency is just as important as the quality of products you're using, if not even more important. So what I have is in my routine every day is a blocked off time in the morning and in the evening that I devote to just, washing and moisturizing my face, doing a little mask if I need to. It's the time that I use and block off to brush my teeth and to brush out my hair, and if I potentially need to blow dry if I've washed it that day. So just that sort of like pampering time that you need each day. And it doesn't have to be long depending on what your personal routine is, but I think it's really important to keep up with that. The second thing that I think is sort of like a non-negotiable at this point when you're in your 30s plus is maintaining a healthful, balanced diet. Now, this doesn't mean you have to jump onto some crazed diet plan, go on to juicing or any kind of detox diet or doing a vegan diet or anything like that. I think if we can learn anything from the French, it's the fact that they maintain a very balanced diet. And that means having a mix of things that are considered a little indulgent and purely for our pleasure, as well as having a diet that's rich in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats, doing everything in moderation. And I think part of that balanced diet too includes just getting our steps in, including some exercise. So personally, I find that I was a lot like allowed to get away with a lot of different things in my 20s that I just cannot in my 30s. Like when I go out to eat, it's a lot harder for me to recover from a heavy meal. And so I really don't eat out that much. I try to cook at home most of the time. I maybe go out once a week just to socialize and hang out with friends, but I really eat most of my meals at home and I do a lot of cooking, try to use a lot of fruits and vegetables, a lot of greens, again, a lot of like chicken and turkey. I try to minimize how much red meat I'm having, how much cheese. I try to keep those things a much smaller part of my diet. And my body just thanks me for it when I do that. I also have been a lot more adamant about not only getting my steps in, but doing some strength training now that I'm in my 30s. To be honest, I've never really loved exercise. I have never been a super athletic person. I played tennis when I was younger, and When I was really, really young, I did some ballet, but that was like the extent of it. I was not the kid that was in sports growing up, so I'm not really an athletic person. However, I do love walking. I do love getting my steps in, and so I've always been good about that. But again, strength training was sort of something I avoided for as long as I could because I just don't think it's as fun. But the way I've found making that a manageable and consistent part of my routine is to just break it down into like 10 to 15 minute increments every day. And to me, that's easier than devoting like, I don't know, 45 minutes three times a week. I'd rather just do a little bit each day. And I just use YouTube videos that I find. I'll search like, strength training, arm workout or strength training, like biceps or abs or something like that. And I'll just find free videos on YouTube and do that. And so I think that's really important because they say after your 30s, like every year after that, after you turn 30, you develop like muscle atrophy. So if you're not using your muscles. I think it's important for all of us to be doing that. So for number three, kind of going off of the first point that I mentioned with skincare, I think it's really important that we actually prioritize self-care and wellness. So self-care, I think it's thrown around a lot with the idea of like having a skincare routine and doing your makeup and stuff like that. And it's true that is definitely a form of self-care. And if you do that, that's great because you already probably have some self-care time built into your day. But I think self-care, when I think of self-care, I'm really trying to focus on like the mental aspect of it all, the mindfulness, the time for meditation. Or just that time that's for myself to be doing like an activity or hobby that relaxes me and makes me feel happy. A lot of women love to knit, a lot of women love to paint, some love to craft and do like home projects and DIY things. And I think all of that can totally be categorized as self-care. For me, I really love having the time to read. I love sitting down and just sometimes like doing nothing, as funny as that sounds. Like, I love going to the cafe and sitting with a cup of coffee and having nothing to do. And sometimes I'll just put my AirPods in and listen to music while I'm doing that. And it's really relaxing and nice to have that time that's purely for my enjoyment and for nothing and no one else. And that's really ultimately, I think, the best definition of self-care is doing something that's purely for your own benefit and for no one else's. So I really think in your 30s, you have to get adamant about that because even if you haven't married yet or had kids yet, if you practice the habit ahead of time, then when those sort of challenging pieces to your life puzzle sort of come in, then you're able to handle it with a lot more grace and ease because you already have this habit of self-care built in. Number four, I would say is really important to have in your 30s is the time or energy or money, but in any case, the investment in your personal and professional growth. So a lot of women I find when I'm coaching, actually end up wanting like business coaching as part of the life coaching that we do. And it's always really funny to me because even though I personally love business coaching, it's one of my favorite things, even though I don't classify myself as a business coach. I, as an entrepreneur, just love talking to women about careers and dreaming big and being ambitious. But I think it's always amusing because a lot of it doesn't come as naturally to other women as I feel like sometimes it does for me. And what I mean by that is I really invested in my personal and professional growth from a really young age because I always kind of had that feeling that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, even though I didn't always know how it was going to work out or how that was going to shape up to be. But I knew that that was something I was interested in. So I always took a lot of like business courses and just courses that I thought would help me be a better and smarter entrepreneur. And so I've been doing that from a young age, and I really am thankful for all the resources I've come across and used because it's been incredible for my career. But I want to tell you that even if you're not an entrepreneur, even if you're in a 9 to 5 job or some kind of career path that aligns with like a corporate track, or you're just, let's say you're a doctor or you're a dental hygienist or whatever it is that you are, there's still always room for your personal and professional development in that pathway. Maybe it means taking some extra classes to develop a certain skill or credential. For example, I had a dentist for a while who did pretty much everything except root canals. He always referred people to a specialist for that. Until I remember, maybe like 6, 7 years after seeing him, he actually told me that if, I or anyone I knew needed one, he was now specialized and allowed to do that. So imagine the amount of business he was able to keep in his own office rather than sending it out just from furthering that particular area of expertise and skill. And I think it's so important to do that, whether you're, like I said, pursuing extra education or qualifications, or just even trying to network in your industry more. I think that's always really incredible. I know that I personally, as an entrepreneur, because I don't get to work with people as much one-on-one as I did in the corporate space, I'm always looking for networking events, conferences that I can go to where I can meet people who are in the digital space and connect. It's incredible how powerful it can be, whatever your job, whatever your situation is, to just put yourself in a room with people who are kicking butt and doing even more than you are, because it's so inspiring and it'll literally help you lift your energy and your mindset and put you in a different game and track when it comes to your professional work. So whatever you can do to find opportunities for learning and self-improvement, any kind of local workshops, like I said, any special qualifications you can get, and any networking events, make sure you look into those. Number five, last but not least, I would say one of the most, I think, satisfying and fulfilling things that I've done as I've, entered my 30s now, I'm almost in my mid-30s, is cultivating really meaningful relationships. When you're in your 20s, or obviously in grade school and much younger than that, you're often friends with a lot of the people you go to school with in college. You get new friends, and you may even keep those friends out of college. I've certainly kept some of my friends from college too, but the thing that happens in your 20s is that you're usually shifting around, whether it's leaving your college and going to back home to work or to another town to work, or your peers in school are going off their way and doing their thing. People sort of go on different paths in their 20s, and it can feel really hard to make solid friends. Even if you have a good friend, chances are a lot of times they're long distance. By the time you guys are in your late 20s, you're not living in the same town. And I think it's really important to prioritize your time forging those meaningful relationships and connections with friends, even family, potentially romantic partners. It's incredibly valuable to have those people in your life I think as you're in your 30s and beyond, you want to have people that you can rely on. You want to really create that work-life balance where, you at the same time that you're focusing on your personal and professional growth, you're also prioritizing quality social time and creating like these really strong and supportive social networks. And I think that investing that kind of time and energy in those relationships really has an incredible impact on your level of fulfillment in life and just, I think, your personal growth. For me, I've really cherished the friendships that I've created in my 30s. The friends that I do have, I can probably count my very close friends on one hand, but they are the friends that I share everything with and, spend most of my time with. And of course, I've always been really close to my family, but that nothing's changed there. So I still continue to prioritize that. And I think for me too, personally, I have been focused in my 30s without putting like a desperate energy behind it, but more of just an intentional energy of finding a partner who's a really great match for me and my life. And so I think that is just as important as well. And I think a lot of single women out there are really looking for that too, of course. But I just want to say, it's rightfully so that you have that intention because it does make an impact on your life. So I think overall, just to quickly summarize those five things, you really want to make sure you're spending time and investing in your skincare and your skincare routine. You're really focusing on your diet and creating a balanced diet with some healthful activities like strength training to sort of complement that. You want to also make sure you're prioritizing your self-care time, really focusing on doing some mindful activities, some relaxing activities, things that are just for you and your joy and happiness. You also want to make sure you're really investing in your personal and professional growth. Make sure you're seeking out those opportunities for self-improvement, for additional qualifications and networking, and making sure you're really putting in the energy and time to grow your career. And I think, like I said, last but not least, really focusing on building those relationships that are going to be lasting and very supportive of you and your life so that you not only have the career and maybe all the material things that you want in life throughout your 30s and beyond, but also the people, the connections, the loved ones that you really want to have time with and surround yourself with. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any extra things that you feel are really important to focus on in your 30s and sort of non-negotiables for you, please let me know, especially if you're well past your 30s. I'd love to know what you've sort of found to be really impactful in your life. So make sure you either leave a comment below in the reviews or you can send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys. And again, if you haven't left a review for the podcast in general, it would mean so much if you just took a moment to leave a review, especially if you're on Apple Podcast listening. It just means the world and I think is really helpful for anyone who's new coming across the podcast. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and we'll chat soon.